In more powerful testimony to the Aged Care Royal Commission, an aged care worker has described the day that she was on shift when one resident was murdered by another. The woman said she was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder following the incident and has only been able to return to work on light duties. The 62-year-old said she too had been assaulted on many occasions in the course of caring for people with dementia. Our reporter Barbara Miller was at the hearing in Sydney today and she joins me. Barb, what did this aged care worker tell the Commission about this violent incident?
Well, Catherine Nobbs gave great detail about the work that she was doing in a facility. The facility's name was suppressed. She talked about the fact that she often didn't feel safe, and in fact she'd gone down to 4-hour shifts. That was her way of trying to ensure that she wasn't ever alone on shift. She talked about the stresses of dealing with people with dementia, how they could become aggressive, how one man, for example, urinated everywhere, including on a nurse's keyboard. One day, she and another aged care worker were standing around. A man arrived. He had a walking stick. He was covered in blood. They didn't really know what had happened. And then suddenly, essentially, all hell let loose, and it was known that a resident had murdered another resident. Now, she says that this resident was known to have been aggressive in the past, and she described in quite disturbing detail, I guess, the moments after that murder, when she still had to go about her duties, when she had to serve hot chocolate to the residents. She saw police everywhere, and she saw the man's wife in an inconsolable state. Since that incident, as we said there, she's been diagnosed with PTSD, but she has now gone back to work. But she says she's only able now to work with people who are cognitively only very lightly impaired.
And Catherine Nobbs said she herself had been assaulted on many occasions as well.
That's right. She went into more detail, I guess, just about how confronting it could be dealing with dementia. And I think this was very important testimony for the Commission, because we're also hearing, I guess, the other side of the story from families who are very upset about the way that their family members are perhaps sedated or restrained. And I guess she was giving us a picture of the kind of stresses that people like her are subjected to. She said, look, if you rush a person with dementia, that can aggravate any aggression, but it can take you 20 or 30 minutes to get someone to bed, and you might just get them to bed and suddenly they're soiled again, so you might need to change them, but they won't want to be changed. And she really gave a lot of detail about that. She says some of her colleagues have been subject to racial abuse, and she described in detail the abuse to which she's been subjected to in the course of her work.
I was repeatedly assaulted by residents. I have received blows, kicks, headbutts, twisting of the skin on my arms, grabbing and squeezing of my hands and arms, attacks with feces, verbal abuse and threats. I documented these assaults on the work computer. I have not noticed any real changes in the workplace. You were just sort of expected to deal with it.
And Linda, she said that when she told a superior, that superior simply shrugged their shoulders and said, well, that's dementia.
The issue of antidepressants was also on the agenda today. Barb, what did the Commission hear there?
Yes, this was a case study, the Brian King's Gardens facility in Sydney. It was in relation to an 84-year-old woman and questions raised by her two daughters about a prescription for antidepressants that she was given, questions asked there about whether that was appropriate. And we found out there about the large number of residents from a total of 197 at a point last year who were on that kind of drugs. This is the resident manager, Richard Fermillo, under questioning from Council Assisting Paul Bolster.
You say that 112 residents were prescribed psychotropic drugs at that time.
Correct.
That's nearly 59% of the resident population. 109 were on a regular prescription, that is 55%.
And Linda, in that case study, the doctor, Dr. Margaret Ginger, did admit under questioning that she perhaps should never have prescribed such a high dosage to the patient in question.
Okay, thanks, Barbara Miller at the Commission today for us.